It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. The woods are filling up with orange vests and camouflage gear. That's right, it's hunting season. But the face of hunting is changing. KUNC's Stephanie Page Ogburn explores why more Colorado women are picking up the sport.
Whenever you're ready.
Pull.
Oh, shit. I missed that one up, didn't I?
Erin Sipker is learning to shoot clay pigeons. It's a windy Saturday morning at the Pikes Peak Gun Club, a patch of hilly grassland southeast of Colorado Springs.
So I've had like a lot of male friends that go hunting and do archery hunting and stuff like that, and I've always found it fascinating, but they don't always have the patience to take a girl out.
That's why the Fort Collins bartender got up early this morning and drove 2.5 hours to get to this ladies-only cast and blast event. The free training is put on by Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
Now, let me go over the parts of a shotgun real quick. Okay, this is the end, this is the muzzle.
Warren Cummings is one of the instructors teaching a group of about 15 women the basics of fly fishing, archery, and trap shooting.
All right, so again, we'll mount the gun, we'll pull the gun back into our shoulder, lean forward a little bit, point your toe towards the trap house, keep both eyes open. That's a lot of stuff already, isn't it? All right.
Sipker misses her first couple shots, but she keeps asking questions, learning to follow the clay pigeon with her gun and her eye. After a while, she starts to get the hang of it.
It's just neat because I've never done it, and I also never thought that I could, and now I've hit two, so that's pretty stellar.
Programs like these started about 10 years ago when wildlife officials realized they had a problem. Most of the state's hunters were 60-year-old men.
So what we recognize is that if we did not make a focused effort on bringing new participants, women, youth, et cetera, into hunting, what we were going to do is we were going to basically run out of hunters.
Running out of hunters means the agency would also run out of cash, says Jim Bolger. He heads up outreach for Parks and Wildlife.
Part of that dollar goes to management of wildlife, state wildlife areas. Part of it goes to the payment of the staff. Part of it goes to the research that we do.
Last year, the division brought in $80 million from hunting and fishing license fees, nearly half its budget. Families are also part of the recruitment effort. Kathy Berta enrolled herself and her kids in the division's rookie hunting program, which began this spring. With her blonde ponytail tucked under a white baseball cap, the Colorado Springs resident looks like your typical active mom, only she's holding a shotgun. Berta says her family likes to hike and be outdoors, but had never hunted.
And especially with my daughter, one of the officers helped her, and now she's amazing. I mean, she just gets up there with her giant 270, and you know, where 6 months ago she'd tremble just even trying to load a gun, so.
Learning to hunt also helps her kids connect with where their food comes from.
A big part of it, too, is definitely eating what we hunt.
In just half a year, the family has gone from hunting newbies to budding sportsmen and sportswomen and sports teenagers.
Right now we have a freezer full of dove. We're going to have a party next weekend and have our friends over and get rid of it all.
Transforming a family of hikers into a family of hunters is exactly what programs like this are designed to do. Over the past decade, Jim Bolger says the number of hunters has stopped going down. And something interesting is happening.
One of the highest, the fastest growing populations is actually women.
Including Erin Sipker. She's not making plans to hunt just yet, but Sipker says what she's learning about shooting and fishing here is giving her the confidence she needs to go out with her friends.
Well, and then you don't feel like such a noob. You know, it's not like where's the safety on the gun? Like, you have, like, the basics, so you do feel a little more confident, I think.
But it's not all been a success. One of the hardest groups to get outside, let alone hunting, are kids growing up in the city. Parks and Wildlife is still working to bring those numbers up. Still, Jim Bolger is proud that programs like the Ladies Cast and Blast are having an effect. Because with women come families, and with families comes the next generation of hunters. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.